Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
on the back of a horse and carriage, which we know there's a famous one that goes around Hobart, around Salamanca all the time.
Would you say you're on the back of a horse and carriage?
Or in a horse and carriage?
Riding in a horse and carriage.
Horse and carriage, yeah.
Couple of things. First of all, I mean, if you're doing that, I think you're doing it for a special occasion or something.
Usually
with someone. I've never seen 1 ounce, but just on the back.
How good would it be listening to the Jimmy Nath podcast whilst you're riding in a horse and carriage?
And this is why I just want to sort of do this public service announcement. If you're by yourself on one, go ahead. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just listen to the podcast. Mm. But if, you know, it's a romantic weekend with your partner, don't pop in the podcast.
Yeah, at least share an airport with them or something.
No. I mean, we encourage people every day to listen doing something, but I would say that it's not romantic to listen to the Jimmy and Nath podcast.
Potentially the bloke who's on the, what's it called, on the reins?
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially he could be listening. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't need to be.
Maybe. I feel like you need to concentrate on the horses.
Because it comes to my second thing is I'm not always stoked when I get, because he's allowed to be on the roads in Hobart.
Yeah.
If you are listening, because I know a lot of people don't listen who aren't from Hobart. I get pissed off when I'm stuck behind him because horses are actually pretty slow.
Not the same speed as cars.
No, they're not the same speed as cars, are they?
And I don't want to go
so
around.
So he needs to go faster.
So, yeah, probably shouldn't listen to a podcast.
No.
Got to concentrate.
Or maybe he has been listening to the podcast, which is why he's been going so slow.
Okay, if you have been, bro, appreciate the support.
This is the last one you need to listen to.
I know
to.
You don't. You're not on a horse and cars 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So maybe take this opportunity to not listen while you're at work.
No. Yeah. Listen other times.
Yeah, don't say anything because we need that for tomorrow's show. Speaking of the show, I shared a story, which I totally forgot to tell you guys, that Tones and I was at Macca's on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to basically, I'd say meet her, but I probably would have stuffed it up because it had a few beers.
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Probably a good thing.
Me too, actually. I'm glad you didn't.
You know what? Yeah. Have you guys ever, though, ran into someone when you've had a few drinks under your belt? A celebrity?
A celebrity? Well, yeah, there's the famous Vanessa Amorosi story, which we've told many times on the show, where I was with Shawnee B.
You didn't run into her, though. You went out of your way to
you
go
were
backstage.
At her concert.
Yeah, we were at it. Yeah, but we're still
running into
her. Accidentally.
You didn't.
Who knew she was going to be out the back behind the stage before she went on?
You did. That's why you went out there. I'm saying, did you run in, like, you were out drinking and then you went, oh my God, there's blah. Because I've only ever run into celebrities. Probably
football players. I've known football players before.
Not really celebrities.
And they're always drinking.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. Yeah.
Have you got? I don't think I
have. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, no.
Paris Hilton, but again, I've told that story.
Mm. Yeah, you have.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, people I've...
Oh, hang on. You run into a few celebrities.
Yeah, but I... This sounds real wanky, but I've started sober and then... No!
I've been really trying to meet you, baby. Grace follows celebrities on Instagram, finds out where they are, and then
That is not true. That is a blatant lie.
No,
and that is definition.
If you're listening.
Yeah.
No, that's not happened. No, I don't think I've ever run into somebody. I feel like I've been in places with people.
You're chasing them. You
no, I'm
run
not
into
chasing them.
Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, Tuesday. Yes, indeed. The train pulling out of the station once again. Your platform hit 100.9, Jim.
Got a cracking story for you. I totally forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
On the weekend, we were out celebrating your birthday. Anyway, I may have kicked on a little bit later than the rest of the team.
Or earlier. Depends how you look at it.
Depends on your... If you're
perspective.
Trust me, it's not a great time when you look at your phone and you go, I should be at work in 24 hours.
Yeah.
But I made a decision, which I don't regret at the time, but I'm regretting now.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like we all do it. You're finishing your night up. You need to go get a snack, some food on the way home.
Yeah.
So it was the debate. Do I go get McDonald's or do I get legs and breasts?
Well, I know where I'd go 100% of the time.
Well, I went legs and breasts, which I didn't regret. It was delicious. But... I didn't tell you. I haven't told anyone this story yet. At the same time that I was getting legs and breasts, Tones and I was at the North Hobart McDonald's getting McDonald's.
Oh, you're kidding. How do you know Tones and I was at North Hobart McDonald's?
Because there were some people I was out with and we split up. They went, well, they were going to Newtown. So they're like, we'll go through North Hobart McDonald's. Uh-huh. And I went, I'm walking to my place. I'm walking past legs and breasts.
Yeah.
And yeah, they sent me an Instagram video that disappeared. And Tones and I
was there.
Was at Macca's
which
place.
Which is normally where we would go after a night out.
I'd say 9 out of 10 times you and I end up at North Hobart McDonald's. I only remembered because I'm drinking a coffee from North Hobart
McDonald's.
You
know what's even worse?
What?
I went to Sandy Bay McDonald's.
That night?
That night. The one time I don't go to North Hope at McDonald's, Tones and I was there.
So I don't know where Tones and I was kicking on after a concert.
Well, it sounds like North Hope at McDonald's.
Well, this was quite late. So
Because
her performance would have finished, then she would have gone somewhere. So if you didn't know, Tones and I played in Hobart on Saturday. But would have been somewhere, and ended up just like the rest
See,
of
that,
us.
Well, that was my next question. Surely she has people to go and get her.
Apparently she was with people. One of them looked like a security guard, but she was the one ordering, mate. She was the one at the counter.
Yeah, good on her. Yeah. Love that. Just Hooking going in. Into Mickey D's.
Mickey D's.
Ripping into it.
About.
So what you're saying is you could have met Tones and I.
And by the way, I'll be 100% honest here. I was, in a good place. Yeah. I 100% would have
teeming with confidence.
I would have gone up and gone, Jimmy Nath, can we get you on the show? Mm. Yeah.
If that bouncer was who you thought it was, there's no way you're getting close to Tones and I.
Probably wouldn't have happened, but I definitely would have tried.
And it also would not have been as beautiful, he said, as what you just said then.
Yeah.
No. Tones and I would love to have you on the show. More likely,
excuse me, Tones and I. My name is Jimmy from the Jimmy Nath Show. I'll tell you what I would have done. I would have drunk called producer Grace and gone, you need to get in McDonald's to chat to Tones and I. I'm not in a state.
And
to
she
do
would have
so.
Said, that's so weird. I just got off the phone with Nath. He said the exact same thing. Alphabucks. Oh, that's right. A game as easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home the money, the $1,000 to be exact. And from West Hobart playing this morning, hello, Felicity. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Going all right, Felicity. You nervous this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
What are you up to this morning, Felicity?
Oh, taking my sister to work. I'm a good sister.
Taking your sister to work. Okay, where does she work?
She's a nurse at the Royal.
A nurse at the Royal. Royal. Okay,
I'll
that's
be honest,
good.
Felicity, I hope Nath and producer Greg, I can't hear anything you said. Maybe it's just my ears, but I'm the one that writes the answers down. Yeah, so I'll just...
Flick, is the phone nice and close to your ear?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put my AirPods in because that'll be even better for you guys. So hang on.
All right, okay. Yeah.
We can hold just,
them. Like, we're not in a rush or anything, so... You let us know when you're ready, and we'll put you on the radio.
All right,
we'll put you through to the boys.
We'll put you through to Jimmy Nath when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, you good? Oh,
let's go.
That sounds good. That sounds nice and clear.
Did you just say let's go? You're ordering us now, Flick.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. All right, Felicity. Today your letter is A.
As in A for AirPods, the things that you just put in your ears.
Perfect.
All right, Felicity, your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Felicity, your first question, beginning with A, give me a month.
April.
A video game. You can pass.
Avengers.
A nut.
Pass. A nut. Acorn.
Something at the grocery store.
Apple.
A family member.
Uncle.
Auntie. A Hobart street.
Alan's rivulet.
Something in the car.
Apple Play.
A time of day.
Time of day, AM.
Yeah, that's the time, Flick. I'm so sorry.
I give all of them. I'd give AM to time of day.
No, the one I wouldn't give is uncle.
Yeah, no, I was getting there.
As soon as I said that, I was like, no, it's auntie.
Yeah, no, you did say auntie afterwards. I will tell you that. You did go auntie afterwards. But the first thing out of your mouth I do have to take was uncle with a U.
Yeah.
Unless you spell it differently and then in that case.
Unless you're going with an uncle.
I'm German.
Oh, you're German. Give her the $1,000. She's German.
No, she didn't get through all 10 questions.
Oh, no, of course. We can't give you the $1,000. Well.
No, but you know what, Felicity? I like you. If I could, I'd give you the money, but I can't.
I'm so sorry. And also, Flick, uncle in German is onkel, starting with an O.
I'm also French.
You're also French. All right, we don't have time to do that. Flick, $1,000. Well done, though. Another chance to win $1,000 tomorrow, 7 a.m.
Nath, on the weekend, our wonderful producer, Grace, who joins in the studio right now, there was an article about you in the Mercury, in the lift-out section.
Yeah, front cover.
Front cover.
Front cover.
She had her own art. Yeah, round of applause. Fantastic. Beautiful photo shoot. Stunning.
I mean, shout out to Bailey, her dog, the true hero of the
Yeah, he absolutely stole the scene in every single photo he was in, unfortunately.
But we did put it on Instagram at Jimmy Nath. It's still on the Mercury website. If you didn't manage to get a physical copy, you can still read it online. But as we were just chatting about with our wonderful newsreader, Rachel, you know, don't be a dick. And a few people may have wrote some comments, Grace.
Yeah, look, it was an immense privilege to be featured in this magazine. It was about the incredible LGBTQ community down here in Hobart and a little bit about my relationship with my partner Diana as well. And most of the responses were really, really lovely. I had some such touching messages of people that reached out to me that are a part of the LGBTQ community or just allies as well, and that was lovely. But I did make the mistake of reading the comments on the Mercury article down the bottom, and it was really, really disappointing to see a few people saying they were never going to listen to Hit 100.9 again now that they knew that I wasn't straight, or, you know, them saying that I was forcing my sexuality down anyone's throat, which is, you know, not something I intend to do. I'm just existing.
You've never done that on this show.
No.
Or at least maybe I've been away for a couple of times. No, she wasn't forcing.
She's never done
it. She's never, gone. She's like, this is it.
She's never done it on the show. She's never done it off the show.
It is just really disappointing that we are still seeing comments like this. And, you know, it's tough on me to see. It's tough on my partner to see. It's tough for anyone who might be in the LGBTQ community or love somebody who's in the LGBTQ community.
What I hate is that you said you started that sentence just then with, I made the mistake of reading the comments. You didn't make any mistake. The article was written about you. It was a stunning article about you, about your partner, your beautiful dog, and your life down here, and the scene that you're a part of down here. There is at no point have you made a mistake in reading the comments, and I think that's what's hard to hear, the fact that you said you made a mistake reading the comments. No. The mistake was made by the assholes who wrote the comments. I'm sorry.
Look, I will say, Grace did show me the comments. I did see one myself, but then you showed me some yesterday, and it was multiple people saying that because of this, they will no longer listen to Hit 100.9.
Yeah.
And look, I will take this opportunity to say, if you are one of those people, or if you are listening to the show right now, maybe you didn't know, and even right now Grace is saying this, and you're thinking, well, I'm never going to listen to this station again. Good.
Don't.
I don't want you to. I know Nathan and I don't want those people to. We don't want homophobes to listen to the show.
Go somewhere else.
Oh, no, you got me tearing up.
And look, we'll be completely honest. Right now we're in what is called survey. So that is where people get phone calls and they say, hey, what radio show do you listen to?
Yeah.
And it is a really important part of the year for Nathan and I because it's what determines and keeps Nathan and I a job. If you are listening to the show and you get a phone call and you say that you listen to us, then, yeah, that's potential for us to be back next year.
Yeah.
And it's probably weird during that time to say, hey, don't listen to the show, but we've got to do better. It's not about our success right now, me and their success. It's about looking after Grace. She's our little sister. And I don't appreciate those people making those comments. And again, if you don't want to listen to us because Grace is in a same-sex relationship, then don't.
Wake up, really. Wake up. All this rubbish is old. No, you don't need this anymore. It doesn't achieve anything. Grace, from the bottom of her heart, not once have you ever forced your sexuality down anybody's throat. Not you never will. We treat you as a normal person. You treat us like a normal person. That's how life should go on, exactly like that.
There's a reason we've never really made a big deal about it is because it's not a big deal.
No.
Yeah. There's nothing to, like, you know, I remember someone in this business said to us, oh, you should, well, Grace, you know, she's dating a woman. You guys should do a big thing about it. And I'm like, well, no.
Why?
To me, it's no, like, you know, when Nace in a relationship with Meg, his partner, and it's like we didn't go, oh, here's a big new. It's not.
No.
You're allowed to do whatever you want.
And that is incredibly refreshing. I mentioned in that article that I've been in jobs before where they asked me not to talk about having a female partner, and that was really hard in itself. And the fact that, you know, you two have welcomed me with open arms and it's never been a big deal has meant a lot to me. So thank you both for that. And genuinely from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all the people that reached out and sent such wonderful messages to me over the weekend.
And you know what? Let's focus on the fact that it is a beautiful article. You can go and read it, guys. Head to the Mercury if you haven't already. Go and check it out because it is a stunning article. I mean, you do some phenomenal things in the community down here in Tassie. So does your partner, Diana. I think she's got an event coming up again very soon.
She has an event in Launceston on the 15th of May.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
No one's driving up to Launceston. So.
I'll wait to see my comments about Launceston now. Jimmy and Nate's
Hits and Gigs. Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
Yeah, it's all happening this Friday, the 7th of May, Rest Point Showroom, Jim. We've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians performing a gala-style show. You and I, we're going to be there hosting the night, giving out prizes, all that kind of stuff. Now, for the last week or so, we've had a different comic who'll be joining us on Friday on the show to help us give away tickets, to catch up with them, to see how they are going. One of the comics, we're very excited. He's actually starting things off well.
Is he kicking things off?
He's kicking things off.
I feel like he's a closer. Because, look, and I mean no disrespect to the other comedians that we've had on the show, but you've been doing a bit of stand-up.
Yes.
You're going to be doing a bit of stand-up on the night. Mm-hmm. But and I've been going along to watch you, and I went along one night, and this bloke was on, and I mean it blew me away, and he is my favourite Tassie comedian, yeah. So I'm very excited for this Friday.
He said that to me just before off-air as well.
I said that to everyone that's been on the show.
All right, well, let's introduce him. He's a Tassie actor and comedian. You might know him as the Crips Ambassador. He's also one of our comedians for Hits and Gigs. Please welcome Mick Davies. Big Mickey.
Hey, guys.
How you going,
great
buddy?
To be here. I do remember that night, as well, the night that I blew you away. Yeah.
What a ripper night that was.
It was. It was good.
I think, was that one of my first stand-ups? Was that one of my first?
It was one of your first ones, yeah.
It might have been... Do you remember it, Mick?
I was there for your first time.
Yeah, he was there for your first time. You're all there.
I was there for your first time. It was not comedy, though.
It was a group setting for my first time, which is really good.
No pressure.
Mum and Dad were there. The whole family was
cheering you on.
Producer Grace, were you there for my first two as well?
Yeah, I was. Oh, good. Everyone was there.
Everyone was there for my first time.
It was a weird text to get.
time and a place. Yeah. It was a weird time. It was like 7:32. It was very specific.
It was so strange.
This is the moment, guys.
Yeah.
Bring a candle.
They asked. They only asked for 10 minutes as well, which I couldn't even. I think I.
You couldn't get there.
No, I couldn't get there. No. 30-second set was crazy.
But Mick said that to us. You build your way up. You know what I mean? You start small and then you stay there.
Mick, let's talk about you, buddy. How are things going? Of course, the comedy scene opening up a lot more 2021 than it was last year. You got the Crips Ambassador stuff going. How is everything?
Great. Yeah. So there's two weekly rooms at the moment, and that's always a pleasure to be able to get up on stage a couple of times a week.
Mm.
People on the mainland, they kind of freak out. They say, "How many gigs are down there?" And I say, "Two." And they're like, "What? More than one? You guys are mad."
Yeah, right.
But, I do have some news to pass on from the Crips Ambassador. Oh, he was driving down was it Newtown Road, the intersection with Newtown Road. And I think Carlton Street, there's a big billboard there with you guys on it.
Yeah.
And he wanted to pass on that he's furious about that.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And that he's coming for that billboard.
Well, because the thing is, he's got the Crips Ambassador does have the one at the airport.
He has my favourite billboard. It's the one when you're leaving. And it's no Crips where you're going, idiots.
Yeah, so that,
you
that's...
You losers, yeah.
So, I think that's what it says. You losers.
That's in white
It actually
font,
says, you losers, Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, which is really strange.
Yeah, he's got a weird vendetta, actually. It's sort of escalating.
I don't know why. We've had him on the show. We're a big fan of Crips. I don't know why.
Mm. Yeah. He's a bit like that.
He's threatened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, hang on. These guys seem to be popular.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, we can tell the Crips Ambassador. We'll swap him. He can have our Newtown Road one if we get the airport one. So
it doesn't work like that. I don't think he's negotiating with a bloke. He's an absolute madman.
Yeah, he's not giving anything up. He just wants more.
Oh, no, more.
Well, Mick, I mean, you are performing our Hits and Gigs this Friday. We are looking forward to it, which will be awesome. Again, the lineup: Mick Davies, Chloe Black, Nelly Ryan, Gav Baskerville. He's put himself in there, which is good.
Yeah, again, we messaged Gav to ask, and he said, "I'll put the best Tassie comedians together, boys." And then I'm like, "Gav's on there?"
And a kid. And, of course, we've got David Rose coming down from Melbourne as well, which will be good.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But, Mick, to give away these tickets, we've been doing it for the last week or so. We've asked people to laugh for us. So 131060, if you want these exclusive tickets to our Tassie Comedy Gala, it's called Hits and Gigs. Not many tickets left available. You can win them from us right now, 131060. And Mick, what we're looking for is people to laugh. Because as you know, it's always good when you're a stand-up comic that people laugh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty well versed in laughs, guys. Sometimes I get them when I really don't want them.
Can I say, when I saw you do stand-up, a lot of it seemed off the cuff. There's a bit of ad-lib stuff there. Mm-hmm. You're acting to what the crowd's doing. Do you occasionally like to not get the laugh, like as a bit of a challenge, or do you go out with the intention that you want to...
What are you saying? Because really there's many times it looks like you're trying not to get a laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I like to ratchet up the difficulty factor before going
on. It's like a video game, you know what I mean? Easy, normal, hard. Yeah,
back when I used to do rooms when there was 10 people and there was a TV above me playing the AFL finals, I just like to really compete with West Coast versus the Bulldogs. You know, that's...
Really, is that a gig you had to do?
Melbourne.
Mick does this thing where he abuses the audience and he has to win them back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just do it like a little straw poll and say, like, what's your mum's name? Okay, how old is she? And then work her in and really give him a once-over. Then start the comedy,
Mick has a little a hat and it's like, write someone you love or something you love and then Mick just, I'm going to roast them over this. I'm really go after them.
I'm going to yucky all yum, you weirdo,
Yeah, there's a stellar lineup of Tassie comics. One of them still joining us in the studio. You may know him as the Crips Ambassador, Mick Davies. Welcome, buddy.
Gentlemen, so good to be here.
Now, Mick, first of all, thanks for agreeing to do the hits and gigs this Friday, which will be exciting. We've got a stellar lineup. I think we've got something like 7 comics performing. We've got prizes. We've got free drinks. Jim, you and I, we're going to be hosting the whole night. But to give away these tickets, we only have a limited amount because you can buy them, jokerscomedy.com.au. But to win them from us, Mick, what we've been doing is getting people to laugh because as a comic, you want some good laughers in the crowd. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally. I think this competition is going to be pretty easy because all comedians are very, very needy, and if anyone laughs near me, I'm just like, want to be friends? So,
is that something I said?
Yeah. All right, so how this is going to work is I'm going to give these calls a boom tish, they're going to laugh, and then Mick, it's over to you whether or not you think they deserve the tickets. Let's go to Amanda from Berrydale. Hi, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, Amanda, do you like to laugh?
I love to laugh.
You love to laugh. Do you like to drink?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to win prizes, Amanda?
I certainly do.
And do you like Crips bread? Irrelevant question, but I just thought I'd ask.
It's a pretty important one.
I don't want to comment because I've already heard what you've been talking about the billboard.
All right, Amanda, I'm going to give you a boom tish. I then need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh, okay?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Whoa. Well done, Amanda. Okay, that's good. Mick, over
that
you,
was
mate.
Good. That was good. Like, if I got a laugh like that, and I'd be like, you know, the first when she drew the second breath after that, I'd be like, bloody hell, you were right. Like, I don't want to kill anyone for these jokes.
Mick's like, you're right. I was funny. Some good gear.
Well, Mick, up to you. Does she deserve the tickets?
Absolutely.
Oh, you got him. You got him, Amanda. Well done. You're coming along to hits and gigs, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Mo from Kingston. Hey, Mo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Going all right, Mo. Do you like to laugh?
Look, I do like to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Now, Mo, if I give you a boom tish, can you give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh? And you've got to impress Mick.
I can give it a go.
Okay, all right. Are you ready, Mo?
Hopefully.
Here we go. That sounded like you just paid somebody out and you're like, ah.
And then you kind of regret it at the end. You go, oh.
What do you reckon, Mick?
That's great. That's the kind of laugh I want after I just shut down a heckler. They're like, oh, you idiot.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's a ripper, mate.
All right. Well done, Mo.
Thanks, guys.
You are coming along to hits and gigs, okay?
Brilliant, keen.
Good. Oh, keen.
We didn't ask you, Mo. Do you like a drink?
Sorry?
Do you like a drink?
I love a drink.
Yeah, I got the feeling that Mo.
Do you like have you got a favourite drink? Is it a mojito?
Look, I wouldn't say no to a mojito.
I was hoping you were going to do that laugh again, but I didn't.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly! Welcome, buddy.
Oh, boys, is this the famous Tasmania from the beautiful winter campaign? Get around the pagan bonfire, the hiss of the lakeside sauna. Welcome to winter.
The brochures are working. Yeah, the brochures are working.
Not sure why we're not in the campaign, but
we'll push through.
Yeah, when I read about the lakeside sauna and the skinny dipping, I think of you guys.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Those things. They're on your Instagram.
100%. And because you're thinking of us, when you're thinking about a lakeside sauna, it's probably the reason you don't want to come, Tommy.
No, it's a great campaign. It's definitely cutting through. I'm in Sydney and I'm seeing billboards and I'm hearing the radio ads and I'm getting that winter chill and I think I'm on my way down, boys.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's the off season. You got to come down and enjoy the off season, Tommy. Well,
yeah, I don't feel like there's many places in Australia that really, you know, have a winter, and we really do have a winter down here.
Well, I mean, I do think about the mountains, Thredbo, Perisher.
Never heard of them. Nah,
we've spoken about this before. We've got Ben Lomond. We've got Ben. We have two T-bars.
50 metres of vertical drop. I'm in.
No, but it's a really beautiful. Tom, what are you doing? What are you doing to us? I thought you said you're a fan of the campaign.
Pull him.
This is it. We're never having this man on.
I think the thing with that winter down here in Tassie, Tommy, is most people, they shy away from winter. They want to escape it. Yeah. Whereas here, because we're so used to it, we embrace it. Like to embrace the winter, and we have forced ourselves to enjoy it and put things on, essentially.
I love it. I totally get the vibe. Like when the weather starts to get cooler, it's beautiful. It's exciting. It's crisp. And, you know, you've got the fog blowing out of your mouth as you breathe in the mornings. And Hobart particularly is so beautiful in winter. So I'm actually in.
Tommy, if you're in, is there any chance? Nathan and I have been wanting to do this. Now, it just hasn't worked with our calendars over the last couple of years, but the solstice swim, I don't know if you're aware of this. It's a nude swim in the middle of winter.
So keen.
Okay.
So keen.
All right. We can make this happen. Producer Grace, why are you smiling so much?
Grace has been trying to get a segment called Tommy Willy off for a very long time.
Tommy Tuesday might be a bit of a shorter segment.
It's cold. I was in the Derwent.
No, it is something that we've been wanting to do for a very long time. Of course, I mean, in line with Dark Mofo as well, which is, once again, is going to be massive this year with so many people coming down. Oh, yeah. The thing I would say, Tommy, is if you do want to come down, you better start looking to book accommodation, mate, because people are loving it. There are so many things to enjoy in the Tassie winter, which is unreal.
Yeah, totally. Today on The Briefing... look, we're getting right into the Indian COVID thing today. It's obviously becoming a massive story. This harsh move by the Australian government to fine or potentially lock up people that sneak their way back in via third-party countries is causing a lot of controversy, particularly in the last 24 hours, and we've found out there's been a couple of COVID cases in the IPL cricket bubble.
Yeah, Tommy, this is like pretty controversial because I know in the past they've banned flights before, but to ban people, Australian citizens, from re-entering the country, this has got to be something that's pretty stirring for a lot of people at the moment.
Yeah, and there's some massive national heroes that are there at the moment. Ricky Ponting, Michael Slater, who just got out, and he has put up something pretty strong on Twitter. He tweeted, "Blood on your hands, PM. How dare you treat us like this?" So pretty strong language.
Who tweeted that?
Michael Slater. Opening batsman comes to the crease.
Oh, he's definitely here, swinging.
I did note that he tweeted that from the Maldives, so he got out okay.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Sitting next to ScoMo.
Pina colada in my hands, blood on your hands.
Far out, okay.
But there are like dozens of Australian players, commentators, and officials.
Pat Cummings in his IPL team, someone has tested positive.
Yeah, that's right. So their match has just been postponed and they've had to go into isolation. So you can imagine that's a pretty scary situation. We're going to speak to on the podcast today, you'll hear speaking to a journo in Delhi, and cases hit 400,000 over the weekend. And they reckon that's just scratching the surface because the testing regime's not as strong as other Western countries.
That's insane. Look, I mean, ScoMo came out yesterday and said they're just purely acting, and Maurice Payne did too, purely acting on public health advice. Is that just a way to kind of escape those questions, Tommy, or is this a legitimate reason?
I think for a lot of people, definitely the pause on travel really made a lot of sense with cases skyrocketing and such a high proportion of people coming into our hotel quarantine were from India and had COVID. So that was a real situation. And I think, you know, the logic that they needed to better prepare our hotel quarantine to deal with this high level of cases makes sense to pretty much everyone. It's just it's the jail time and the fines where people went, hang on a minute, that's going too far. We're talking about Australian citizens here, people in real trouble, vulnerable people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of these people got approval from the government to go there in the first place. People were going for funerals and all kinds of reasons, very legitimate reasons. So they're not over there on a Kentucky tour. They're actually, you know, seeing family and doing important things like that. And people feel like there's a duty for our government to look after them. Their argument is that we are going to do that. We just needed a bit of breathing space to get our stuff together, to organize repatriation flights, to improve hotel quarantine. It's just the fines and the jail time just went, hang on a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, go and listen to The Briefing today, of course. Available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search The Briefing Podcast. Tommy Tilley, as always, mate, we love you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
See you for the nude swim.
Can't wait.
Glass Animals Heat Waves. Over at Hit 100.9. Jimmy and I just came up with an amazing parody song for that. Stay tuned.
To do with the Dune
Kennedy Aquatic Centre.
Sometimes I swim at the Dune Aquatic Centre.
So good. All right. It sounded better off air. All right, last night we said goodbye to another housemate from the newest season of Big Brother. Please welcome the resident magician, Mr. Christopher Wayne. Chris, welcome, buddy.
Thanks. I want to hear you sing some more, really. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, you want to hear that? You want to hear that? Like a true magician, we'll make it disappear because no one wants to hear that.
That's great.
So it's a work in progress, Chris. That's pretty much all we've got. And we need to... Well, Dune rhymes with June, so we need to find...
And there's an aquatic centre down here, Chris, which we've got to explain. It's called the Dune...
Kennedy Aquatic Centre.
It's not as funny if you don't know. It's
no joke. Because, Chris, I think you do some stand-up as well. No joke's funny if you have to explain it.
I'm learning that every second we do this interview.
All right, Chris, mate. I'm really into Big Brother this season and last season. Love the new kind of Survivor style of it. Speaking of Survivor, last night your head was on the chopping block. You did get eliminated. Watching that back, as we know, it's all pre-done and pre-recorded already. How did it make you feel? Obviously, had that big run-in with Danny last night.
I was surprised at how much watching it took me back to that actual moment. This season's crazy, and it was as tense in the house as you're seeing on TV. That's no exaggeration. They actually watered down the conflict that Danny and I had. And in that eviction ceremony, Sonia asked me how I felt about him and Nick and their alliance. And I had nothing to lose. That's kind of why they put me in the first place, because I do speak any truth. And I laid it all on the line. So I left, but I played my version of the game, and everyone beat me fairly and squarely. I walked in a gentleman, and I wanted to walk out a gentleman. So I'm thankful for that.
So, Chris, what didn't we see when it came to that feud between you and Danny? Because, I mean, what we did see was quite heated, but were there some comments made that we maybe didn't see?
Yeah, I haven't even told this to any other interview. I remember that morning we were out in the sun eating breakfast, and everyone was just in a good mood. And he just started, like, pacing around us, like, literally like a shark. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there's going to be a challenge today, and if there is, I'm coming for you, I'm coming for you, I'm coming for you. And I'm like, hey, dude, can you just shut up for like 10 minutes and like let us enjoy being on this goddamn show just once, Danny? Mm. And we had a bit of a blow up there. Then he wanted to have a conversation at some time about what animal I was in the jungle. And I'm like, what are you doing, mate? Like, go eat some almonds or something. Like, get some protein and calm down. He was 24/7.
Yeah, because we saw some comments from people who said that potentially he's a bit of a bully within the house, but we haven't seen a lot of that on the show. Is that what you sort of saw when you were in there?
What do you mean you haven't seen that? You don't see him take women to a room, yell at them, and then not let them speak back?
No, look to you? Apparently it's worse than what we're seeing.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I'm sure I'm not the first person to say that. He's, he's the penultimate, you know, little angry man.
Well, we even saw that he was obviously in the challenge last night with Charlotte with the balls, and he was abusing her as his teammate.
Yeah, and like, so this was my thing. It was 24/7. So that's a great example. She's, I think, 22 years old. He gets into an argument with her and then says, you need to grow up. And, you know, it's just, that's not good sportsmanship, but that's not how my mum raised me to speak to women. Mm. But, you know, we're all different, aren't we? And I've got to give him credit, like, because he's not liked in the house. However, his gameplay is phenomenal. That's what keeps him in there. He might, you know, he's absolutely useless when it comes to a challenge. He's got no stamina or physicality, but he knows how to make a deal. And, like, if we're being real, he's still in the house and I'm doing radio interviews because I got evicted. So I have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, but you are on Hobart Radio, Chris. So, yeah. And you've just heard the Dune Kennedy parody song. So.
Yeah, I finally feel like I've made it, guys. Okay? Don't take that away from me.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, there is something. So, Chris, there is something. I almost called you Dan then. Oh, I'm so sorry. Chris, there is something I did want to ask. I mean, obviously, before you went in there, you are single and you were kind of had a bit of a potential love interest. You were thinking maybe you might find some love in there as a little bonus to being on the show and playing the game and winning the cash. We didn't see much of that kind of love kind of spark up. Was there anyone in the house that could potentially spark your interest? Were you still in there?
Yes and no. So on the first night that I got off, because I was locked on a plane, a fake aeroplane for 24 hours. Mm. And then when I came into the house, like Christina was one of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen in my life. And I remember we had a bit of a chat and then I'm like, please excuse me, Christina. And I went to the diary room. I was exhausted. I hadn't slept in a day and a half. I stank. I needed food. And I'm like, big brother, I just need to know, is that chick single? But I'll give you guys a bit of a scoop. At the time, Christina very much had her eyes on Marley. Marley's just a nice guy to everyone, and he's got a girlfriend over in the States. So he was a very good boy. But as soon as I came out, I'm like, okay, she likes Marley. And quite frankly, if I had to choose between me and Marley, I'd be going for that dream of a man myself.
Yeah, he's a good-looking rooster, isn't he? Professional basketball player. He's got kind of everything going for him. And not that you don't, Chris.
No. It's all right. It is what it is. I didn't go in looking for love. That would have been a fun little, you know, chapter. However, I'm hoping that now that Big Brother roller coaster is over, I can finally make some time to go on some dates.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, if there's
How's the dating pool down in Tasmania? Do I need to get down there or what?
I was just about to say there are plenty of eligible ladies down here. We've found this. Now, there's way more ladies than there are blokes. So, I mean, is there a message out there? Can some women slide into your DMs, Chris?
Oh, look, if you're looking for a washed-up Vegas headliner, D-list reality TV headliner, now's the time. Now's the time to shoot your shot, okay?
Chris,
the pickings are slim.
Let's not go without on your Tinder profile.
You're a good-looking bloke, mate.
You are a good-looking rooster. Chris, we appreciate your time on the show. Thank you for the scoops, buddy, and all the best moving forward, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of the season. It is insane what happens next.
We are looking forward to it. Thank you, Chris.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.